What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This update is brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose more than 500 new Kias in inventory. Like Sport of Sorrento and Telluride, remember when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia, starting with the Dolphins, who return to training camp in Miami this week. There will be practices on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Thursday is a joint practice with the Jaguars. The third and final preseason game will be Saturday night. And of the Marlins, who got one from the Red Sox with a 5-3 win yesterday. Miami will now return home for a three-game series with the Cardinals. Tonight's first pitch is at 6:40. From Lone Depot Park, the Joe Rose Show continues now.
One of my favorite things that I talk to the team about all the time is the plays after something happens that you don't like. So a bad play, in this case for D, he had an early fumble. And for him to go back and not blink and to be competitive and utilize his technique and fundamentals, I was very happy with. That's a not an easy thing to do, but what I'm always looking for are those guys to see how they respond to adversity, because it's not if but when. So it was good for him to get that opportunity and take advantage of it.
Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel there after preseason game number two. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Alan Poupart, publisher of Miami Dolphins on SI, host of the All Dolphins podcast, joins us this morning. So how'd you hold up? 22 penalties, 3 penalties picked up, and then throw in a couple of those measurements in the new technology of the iHawk system world that took like 2 minutes each. How'd you hold up watching that one?
Got better in the second half, because in the first half, woo-wee, that was some butt ugly football right there.
Yeah. You're going to get that. Soon as all the starters, yeah, or most of them, you go, well, get ready. Here we go. Hey, by the way, let's get into some of that. So there were two thoughts. First of all, I got this at halftime. We didn't run the ball. What was that all about? Like, we're not running the ball and we're throwing a lot. And somebody said, let's get Zach Wilson some work. He's a backup quarterback, and we got to get him caught up just in case number one goes down. And that's the only way I could read into it with it. And on top of that, I thought the pass protection on the offensive line was really good for both guys, Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson. What'd you think?
No, without question. And you didn't see those situations where Zach Wilson wound up hanging onto the ball, hanging onto the ball, hanging onto the ball like he did against the Bears. The other part of the problem with the running game is they did run 6 times, which is a very, very low amount. They got 5 yards.
Yeah.
Out on the 6 carries, which is ridiculously bad. And at some point, okay, do you keep working on it no matter what? Do you try to go to something that's actually going to let your offense have the ball a little bit more? And this is where maybe I'd like to see something positive happen for Jalen Wright in the preseason, because right now it's a rough go.
So I talked about this morning. I don't know if you've been listening, but I said Jalen Wright, either he does get hit behind the line of scrimmage, it seems like there's always a breakdown, a blitz guys comes through, or somebody gets beat, or he just gets stopped. I can't get a read on it, but I think we've all seen Ollie Gordon II has made a nice move. Do you feel like that thing could still be open for carries behind Achan, that it's still a possibility he can move ahead and get some of Jalen Wright's carries?
Oh, he absolutely should. If we're going by the way each has looked this summer, absolutely. But it's not just the preseason games, even in training camp the whole time. And that's the thing, like Jalen Wright, the Dolphins gave up like a third round pick to get him last year with the fourth extra that they acquired. And he showed flashes last year. Then you see the post on social media in the offseason where he looks, you know, completely cut and always fast to begin with. So you're thinking, boom, this guy's going to be in for a big second year. And just haven't seen it again, even in practice. And you made a very good point there. The thing that's troublesome to me is, he's getting really, really bad blocking in front of him, but he also doesn't make anybody miss, and he's not breaking tackles.
Yeah.
And we've seen some of that from Gordon, which immediately, to me, kind of should put him ahead. I do think, though, they're going to exhaust the idea of Jalen Wright as the number two before they move on to Gordon. But I think now it's a battle, absolutely.
So help me out on this offensive line, because pass protection really throughout, and it was a lot of the same guys, actually. Keon Smith played the whole frigging game. So you look at, do we feel better about the backups? Are we still looking? Am I reading into it too much against the Lions D-line? We got to find backup guys. And then more specifically, I'd ask you about Larry Borum and how you feel about him now being an extra tackle once Austin comes back.
Yeah, I am not crazy about it, but he did have a pretty decent showing from what I could gather and from what I could see. The interior guys is an issue, and this is where it doesn't help that both Eichenberg and Andrew Meyer are being hurt, and who knows what their status is as far as the regular season opener is, because Mike McDaniel said last week, not back, quote unquote, anytime soon. That's a little problematic. And I don't think it's up to snuff right now what the Dolphins have as backups on the interior of the line. Larry Borum wouldn't necessarily thrill me if the Dolphins would have to go to him on a long-term basis, but this is where we are. I don't know that you're going to get like a really high-end, offensive tackle to come in as a backup, because the idea of trading for one is awesome, except you got a good one. Find you a team that's really going to be willing to let him go.
So you have some positions. We're going to get into it. And you know the number one position, the cornerback position. So I was feeling pretty good, man, pretty darn good about Ethan Bonner. And yep. I thought, man, he's making a move. He's going to start with Storm Duck when this thing starts the season. He pulls his hamstring. Now, I don't know how bad it is, but he didn't come back. How do you feel about the whole group? And I know they just went against a pair of, I don't know where you rank Detroit starting two wide receivers, but they're pretty damn good. But, boy, our guys kind of been up and down. You've watched every practice. You've been to a lot of these joint practices and stuff. How do you read in the cornerback group now that we're on the downside of this camp?
Would it be too easy for me that the word I would use is queasy?
You can use that.
Fine. There you go. Hat tip Joe Philbin circa 2013 or something like that. and you made the great point about Ethan Bonner. I was like, man, this dude's coming on. He's starting to play some good ball. And then if you notice, he's the one who started the game against the Lions. Read into that what you want. But he was making a move. And I did hear you earlier talking about how much of a wild card Jack Jones Jr. is. And, yeah, you nailed it. And I know a lot of defensive coordinators, what they like, especially at that position, somebody they can trust. See Vic Fangio with Cam Smith. Can Anthony Weaver trust Jack Jones to be on his assignments and to not bite on a double move, like you saw one of the 17 different highlights from Amon Ross St. Brown on Wednesday.
All with 23 chasing them, exactly.
And then I'll give you a great counterpart to that. See the ISO, the touchdown in the corner by Isaac Tesla, the rookie. He made like some like a nice double move in right in front of Cornell Armstrong, and Cornell hat tipped to him, didn't bite, was right with Tesla in the corner of the end zone, just didn't play the ball very well. But that's the difference.
Yes.
Because he was right there. He didn't bite. And the problem with that, like, for example, I don't know if Kendall Sheffield is going to bite on double moves either. Kendall Sheffield, to me, lacks, like, the high-end deep speed. And I know he told reporters after one of the practices in Chicago, after one of the joint practice, that he once ran, like, a 4.26. And I'm like, I'm sorry, when was this? Because I don't see 4.26 anywhere near that from Kendall Sheffield. Storm Duck is solid, but you don't have a clear number one. You Cater's your best cornerback, and he's out for the year. So yeah, it's not a position of great comfort right now.
Hey, so let's talk about, Zach Wilson. He looked more comfortable, and again, he had more time to throw. He missed two throws that he'd love to have back, including deep pass down the middle to Eskridge. That was set and was going to be a big play, and he underthrew that one. He missed another receiver in the end zone for a touchdown. But overall, what did you think of Zach?
A lot better in Chicago, but then again, that was a pretty low bar. There's still a lot of inconsistency there, and I don't know that we're going to get away from that anytime soon. As I mentioned earlier, either the receivers were getting open more quickly or were seeing things quicker in this game. The thing that bothered me the most about his game against the Bears was the sacks he took and how long he just kept. There was no internal clock with him. The pocket presence was bad. And he's going to make some wild throws because he's got the arm for it. It's just consistency is not going to be there. I think Dolphin fans have to accept that. I also want to throw out there, if I may, this notion that Quinn Ewers, because he looked really good and had two touchdown passes against the Lions, should challenge him for the number two spot right now, to me, is at the risk of being rude, borderline ridiculous, because let's not forget he accomplished this in the second half of a preseason game against threes. And against a vanilla defense, which is nothing like what he would see in a regular season game.
Yes, you're right. I'm with you 100% on that one. So let's get down a little bit. All you guys starting to look at the 53-man roster and try to figure out around injuries, by the way. But So the pass rushers, I did notice, and I'm like everybody, Cameron Good not only made some more tackles on special teams, the guy played a lot in the game as a pass rusher on the outside, and he moved ahead of some other guys. How do you feel about Derek McClendon, Quentin Bell, and Grayson Murphy on this football team? They can't keep them all.
No, they can't. Funny you should mention that, because I'm actually working right now on my latest roster projection, and that's one of the toughest ones for me. I've had Cameron Good on the roster because of being more well-rounded as a player, can contribute on special teams. I think he's more dependable against the run, just doesn't have the high-end pass rushing potential of
the other guys. Yes.
Yes, correct. Derek McClendon and Grayson Murphy. And Grayson Murphy keeps shining as a pass rusher.
Yep.
Again, I hate to be that guy, but it's against in the second half against threes. Is he going to do that against, Orlando Brown?
Yeah.
Is he going to do that against, you know, that kind of offensive lineman? That's a question. And then with some of these guys, it's all about the pass rush, and sometimes they lose their lane responsibility, and boom, you either have a screen pass over them or somebody runs right by them. So I'm still inclined to go with Cameron Good as the guy, but it wouldn't surprise me if they went with the high upside. I do think Quinton Bell's pretty much a lock again, because he's somebody who's more well-rounded than the young guys.
The other one, the other position of that is interesting for me is this defensive line. You're keeping all three draft picks, right? Your three defensive tackles, Biggers and Phillips and Grant, all on the team, right? 53.
Yeah, I think so. And I think Biggers and Matt Dickerson are kind of pretty even, but Biggers has the bigger up, as the pardon the pun, the Biggers upside. So I think you go with him. Plus, he brings extra value because he's blocked field goals or extra points during his time in college. And you see him, he's come close a couple of times here too.
Benito Jones played in that game. Speaking of starters, that he was one of the guys that did play to start the game. Do I read into that at all, or he's solid and still a good run stopper and they're going to need him?
Yeah, I made a point about that on social media. That was weird to me. I guess the only reason I can think of is they were short on defensive tackles because they have, what's the number? They had like maybe seven. Zach Taylor wasn't playing, so maybe they didn't want to overtax the other guys. But that was a little bit weird to me. But no, yeah, to me, he's very solid.
So the guy, D. Eskridge, is fifth receiver. Yes? I think
he is. He's fourth receiver.
Oh, you got him at Washington and Akine too? Both ahead of both guys?
But Westbrook Akine is going to make the team because the Dolphins went out and signed him and gave him some, you know, guaranteed money there. But like, yeah, Eskridge has been way more productive throughout camp.
Yes. So what happened to Taj Washington? They like him. Can they sneak him on, or do they put him on a practice squad and hope?
That's a great question, right? Or they keep six. That would be the other option. They've done that before. I mean, and they've also kept four. Normally, your target number, the ideal number, is five.
Yeah.
Do the Dolphins decide Taj Washington has too much explosiveness in the open field? We can't expose them to waivers. Maybe. That's a big question there.
All right. At some point, I know they're bringing them along slowly. Sure would like to see Mr. Waller play this week a little bit, run around and go against some guys one-on-one and getting open and see how he runs. I'm really curious. He looks great. Saw him on the sideline, you know, walking around. Man, the guy looked, and he looked like he's in shape. I just want to see it. You had a nice year off. Are we going to see him back this week? And how much do you count on him, or is he just out of the picture for you?
No, he's not completely out. If he doesn't practice this week, then I stop counting on him because, yeah, I've seen him too. And if he doesn't look in football shape, quote-unquote football shape, I don't know what that looks like. Just holy moly.
Right.
I mean, Jesus. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, and I asked Mike McDaniel about that last week, and he repeated his same point. He didn't want Waller to go from retirement to a joint practice. Well, guess what? They're going to have a couple of practices by themselves this week before the joint practice against Jacksonville. If he's not out there this week, yeah, I'm reaching OBJ status.
Alan, we've been talking about this all morning. Woody's been on it for a while too. We've been talking about how important, once we get past all this, that opener is on the road against the Colts for this team, for their confidence, for guys, and hopefully you're healthy with all these guys coming back to get a win. I know it's on the road. I know it's going to be loud. You got to win that game. It really sets the tone for the season, especially with the schedule. Do you agree with that? The importance without of that question. First game? Yeah.
Yeah, without question. You're not talking about a juggernaut of a team, and right now they don't even know what their starting quarterback is going to be. And they're going to announce that probably this week. If I'm a Dolphins fan, I'm rooting for Daniel Jones because Anthony Richardson, to me, is such a wild card because you don't know what you're going to get. He could be spraying the ball all over the place, or he could be hitting 50-yard darts like he did on that one highlight. And, yeah, the Colts are just not that good a team. The Dolphins have been they're 3-0 in season openers under Mike McDaniel, and it would not set a good tone if they can't win that opener.
Yeah. Hey, Alan, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on a little bit. We went through it real quickly here. It will be very interesting at the positions where they – have some talent that other teams might be interested in. You see a potential trade happening after the cuts?
After or before? Absolutely.
Or before, yeah, actually.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me in the least.
All right. Alan, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll see you on the courts, man, now that you're playing old man doubles. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Wow, you just took a shot on
the Hey, I might come out there and join you guys today. I'm messing around. Don't say.
There you go. Sounds good.
See ya. Alan Foupart, publisher of Miami Dolphins on SI. Host of the All Dolphins podcast. I'm trying to fight it, man, not playing doubles. I'm always out of position. I'm frustrated. I'd just rather run around with my head cut off playing singles. All right. We got to go to break. I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. They got something hot right now in that SUV family. Oh, boy. I don't like taking away from the cars, and I don't like taking away from Silverado trucks. They're great cleanup hitter. Our number one dogs, those big, durable Silverado trucks. It's like they've custom-made a truck perfect for you. But I do want to tell you about the SUVs. And not just the big boys like the Tahoes and Suburbans. You know about them. We've been talking about them. Big and comfortable for you and the whole family, man, to be really comfortable if you want the big one. Let's talk about midsize. How about that all-new Equinox? Matter of fact, how about the electric Equinox SUV? Convenient driver tech, all the space you and your family and friends will ever need, and a great look to go with it. You got to take this bad boy for a test drive. You can't go wrong. Best SUV family we have ever had. I want to let you know, if you're looking for a midsize SUV and you're starting to look around, put South Florida Chevy dealers on that final list. Spend an hour or two. We got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Got one real close to you to go down and take a test drive, and we got great deals going on for you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And we are back. Good morning to everybody out there. Final week, man. Jacksonville at home this weekend. One joint practice this week. And then it's over, man. It's over. And trying to figure out what the final 53-man roster is going to look like. How healthy will you be for that Colts game, which is obviously goal number one. And then we're off and running. But we'll find out after a lot of work, a lot of work with two practices and a preseason game where a lot of young guys played damn near the whole game on the snaps against the Lions last week, just a few days ago.
Do you have a preference on that Colts quarterback situation? I don't know, honestly, rather get Daniel Jones. I think the other guy stinks. So if they want to start Anthony Richardson, I'm perfectly fine with that.
So the one thing that Anthony Richardson can do is run, but, man, he gets hurt. For a big guy, he just gets hurt. For a big athletic guy.
Daniel Jones can run too, though. So like
he can run. He did run for 700 and some yards in 1 year with the Giants. Yeah,
I'd just rather have the other guy. I just think he's just so all over the board, man. Like, if you can't beat that guy.
So you like Richardson or you're saying Jones?
I like Richardson to play against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
By my choice.
Like, I agree. You feel like either one of those guys is an interception ready to happen if you can stop the run. Now, listen.
I don't think Daniel Jones is terrible, though. Like, I don't know where you come out on him. Like, first of all, he was in a very bad situation, right? He hasn't been on very good teams.
No.
So
by the way,
in fairness to him, like I don't know how terrible he is.
Both high number one draft picks, not exactly third round picks there. But boy, you thought Giants just gave up on. I mean, when they cut you, like, yeah, we're gonna let you go. Like, what? You don't let number one quarterbacks go unless in the middle of the year, unless you're the
Jets.
We've seen enough.
How many have the Jets gone through?
In the middle of the year, not many.
Not in the middle of the year, but just top quarterback bodies. They've been working their way through.
Yes, they have.
Is that the team that's missed the most recently on quarterbacks?
Yes, the Jets are by themselves.
Right?
They are.
Although the Cardinals did the Josh Rosen then Kyler Murray thing.
Yeah, but Kyler Murray's
interesting.
Yeah,
Kyler
back
Murray's
to back
okay,
here.
Yeah.
He is good. He's fine.
Good stretch, but
he's good.
He's okay.
I was thinking the other team would be Cleveland. Cleveland's problem.
You can't even put them in there, though.
Hey, I'm going to say something you're going to disagree with. I think the fifth rounder is a hell of a lot better than a third rounder.
Shador.
I don't think the other guy, I'm not sure he can play.
I have no idea.
You have any idea?
They have such a weird deal going on over there. Flacco and
I don't know about him either. He'd been bounced. Speaking of first-round picks, getting bounced around.
I think it'd be great to see Shador Sanders get the hell out of there because I would like to see him play somewhere on like a competent team. I think he has a chance to be good, but can you imagine if he is good?
That is
every
one of the
team in the league passed on that guy.
Strangest situations I've ever seen having six quarterbacks. Is it six now? It is six quarterbacks. Deshaun's sitting down there claiming he's coming back.
Watson's there, yeah.
By the way, he must know, like, you can come back all you want. We don't want to play. We want you to leave. We know we owe you the money, but we want you to leave. And then they added Huntley on there.
Yeah, but you got to admit it would be pretty remarkable if Shador Sanders ends up being, like, a legitimate NFL starter after every team said no.
I think one of those two young quarterbacks is going to be a starter before the end of the year. Yeah, start. First of all, if they're not very good, they're not going to play Joe Flacco.
That's what I don't understand. Like, why do you even want Joe Flacco on your roster for the Browns?
Well, they must.
They must what?
Well, they're not saying they're the Saints right now. Saints look like they're playing for the first overall pick, right? Saints look like that?
They do, but the
Can
Browns
you name those quarterbacks?
Shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Shuck or Shoe or something? Tyler is Shuck, right?
I call him the Louisville quarterback.
Is it Shuck? I think it's Shuck.
I'm not sure now.
They're showing him on the screen right now. He fell over before the guy got there.
You remember the other guy?
He was
going to be a first-round pick at Oklahoma.
Yeah. No, they look great. They're showing it right now. Yeah. Boy, the Jags, I don't know if their secondary is elite, but.
I mean, I'm watching the highlights with you, but sometimes, you're one of those guys. Sometimes you have good coverage and a guy catches the ball. That's not getting burned, those guys are going to catch a lot of them. They're going to catch a lot more than you're going to break up.
Well, here's the other thing. And you get Jacksonville this week, and we're watching Jacksonville now. Jacksonville's probably going to be in the conversation for one of the worst teams in football, I would think, right?
I
don't think they're very good.
I don't think
that. I think Trevor Lawrence is.
Okay, so let me just say this. The GM and head coach have already went to him and said, we think we have a good team.
Fine.
Not everybody's saying that. They're not saying that in New Orleans. They're not saying that in Cleveland. They know.
So I don't think Trevor Lawrence is going to end up panning out, which is amazing because since Andrew Luck, I'm not sure.
Well, that's amazing. That's your opinion.
But
he is getting closer to, how many years do you need there, bro? You got another coach.
For a guy that was that hyped up from his first
game. Can't blame Urban forever. I mean, I'm all for blaming Urban for a lot of things.
Yeah. He did a lot of bad stuff.
But you can't blame him. Trevor, come on. It's another guy.
Hey, man, they used their second pick on that receiver. We'll see. That's going to be an interesting one to see if they play him on both sides of the ball. Or
is he back this week?
I don't know.
Oh, but he gets to play.
I know you want to see him.
I do. I want to see him run around. I think that's really cool. Go to offense, over here on defense.
I just don't know what you do with that guy.
You stopped seeing that in high school.
So
that's it.
So we had a fantasy draft yesterday, and he fell, man. He doesn't get picked till much, much later. He's a late round flyer.
Yeah, but he's not gonna be a number one wide receiver. They have that.
I know. But you draft the guy there.
But
he better be pretty good.
Yeah, but they drafted him because he's also, a lot of people think, the best cornerback in the draft.
Yeah. So what do you do if you're Jacksonville? How do you figure that one out?
Probably what they're doing. divide it low and let him play all the big downs on both sides of the ball is probably what
all
I do.
All the big downs?
Well,
say,
third
downs. Wait till third down? Yeah. Okay.
You're a third down specialist. On both sides of the football.
One of those running backs.
And they've already probably put in the numbers of how many, snaps that is, and second and long, and at the end of games, you need to stop, you're in the whole drive, and we need to win the game, you're in the whole drive, and one of the wide receivers, definitely a top three wide receiver.
Man, that's weird.
It is weird. It's weird the guy's that good on both sides. It's crazy. Crazy. All right, anyway, hopefully he comes down and he's not standing on the sideline getting treatment and we get to see him. Hey, we got more stuff coming up here on the show, man, as we continue on. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. Licensed, experienced plumbers and the best air conditioning folks in the business for 36, almost 37 years now. We're the water heater kings of South Florida. So somebody called me out and said, well, what's the water heater thing, man? That's my business. I go, well, they have, and I can't speak for what you have with your water heater business, but I want to let you know that they have a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. That's what we have, all different sizes. So when somebody calls and needs a new air conditioning unit or water heater, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them in a warehouse ready to go. Same day installation is always the goal, and if not, we'll see you the next day. Financing plans to help you out. It's all part of the great service. So here's what I can tell you about what Big Daddy Lenny started 37 years ago. Eric and all the rest of them over there, Mike and Chippy and all those guys. It hasn't changed. It's about great service every day. Getting out to take care of all your plumbing problems and air conditioning problems with the best people. That's the goal every day, is to give you great service. And when you call, going, hey, we're going to try to get out there today to take care of you. It's hot out there. Nobody wants a hot house, hot rental property, or an office. And Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing are ready to go and have been for a long, long time. Hey, I want to let you know, the next time you have a problem, call them. Say, and start with this. Joe Rose said to give you guys a call. And if they say, who is that? and you go, a guy that uses you. 1-888-349-6922. That's 1-888-349-6922. Forever around the clock. Air conditioning and plumbing.
Job.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Before we get back to it here, I want to let people know the training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com to launch your future today, Joe.
Yeah. You know how I feel about that. I'm very passionate.
I know. Do you want to tell people how you feel about
it? Don't waste your money if your kids don't want to go to school and then you force them to go and you get the results you were afraid of. Kid not going to class, smoking pot all day, lying about their grades, and you just spent all that damn money. I told you I didn't want to be here, Dad. Get his ass in that specialty school, man. Learn a trade. Get him a job right away, man.
You're a hell of a spokesman for that. All right. The other thing, we have a giveaway as well. You want to do that now, 9 o'clock?
No, let's do it right now. I want it right now.
We're giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets right now to the Hobby Card Show in Fort Lauderdale this weekend.
All right.
Featuring 200 tables and autograph opportunities with, hang on, we got to get the phone ready here. Hang on.
Yeah.
All right, we're ready now, okay? Udonis Haslam.
UD.
The Hawk. Andre Dawson.
Man.
Jim Kelly.
The Hawk.
Brad Marchand and more. Again, it is the Hobby Card Show, thehobbycardshow.com, if you would like to purchase tickets. And this is something that I obviously personally am looking very forward to this weekend.
Man, that is great stuff.
As soon as the draft breaks for the weekend, we're going to go on Sunday.
Brad Marchand's the only guy I don't know personally of that group, but man, I've spent a lot of time with UD, love Hawk.
I might be able to score you a ticket.
Spent a lot of time with Hawk, and then Jim Kelly is... Thank the world of Jim, man. So glad he's hanging in there. And Marchand, that's fantastic.
All right, well, let's do caller number 5, 305-567-0560. We will get you to the Hobby Card Show at the Broward County Convention Center. It is this weekend.
That's a big one, too. Great location over there.
I've been to a show at that convention center.
Off 17th Street there.
It is very good. I don't know what street it's off of, but yes, it is very good. It's like by the water, right?
Real close to my former home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
My first life. My first life was over there.
Now you're out west.
Now I'm west. Now I've changed my lifestyle a little bit.
All right, so caller number 5, 305-567-0560. We will be giving those away all week, and I hope to see everyone out there, Joe.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Woody, before we get into everything else, and the phones are blowing up for this one, and they should, man. It's great that you'd be able to go.
The card world is very strong.
No, right? It is.
It's a very tight-knit community.
Yeah. You guys. You act like it. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people into it.
I love this stuff. I'm into it. I'm looking forward to going. I'm going on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
Woody, you know today's first day of school in Broward County?
That was last week.
Dade County.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. But
I know.
And last week was Broward County.
It was Broward County.
Max is going back to school today.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But that's like a baby, little kid thing, so I don't know.
So.
Do you need help with this today?
Well, I'm struggling.
Why don't you do this?
I'm struggling because my grandkids are
all right, but we go. So we're on 104.3 FM here, Joe.
No, I don't want to do that.
Why don't you ask everyone what school is starting today?
Might be my kids' private schools.
So just go for it.
I'm not.
Give them a welcome back.
No, I'm not.
You'll do it again.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. By the way, I just saw Scottie Scheffler shot again, who won the BMW championship. That shot is ridiculous. The speed of it, the angle. So he's got a one-stroke lead on the 17th hole, and he's got a chip shot from 81 or 82 feet away. He chips it. Now listen, I know the guy he's playing against, who's one behind, is watching. They're playing together, and he's thinking, there's a little pressure on this. He hits it fat. He hits it too hard. This could be a bogey. He wouldn't even – the guy made it. Made it for a friggin' birdie. Unbelievable shot. It's got you'll see it all morning. It is special. I'm not one that does, like, the highlight of the week and stuff. But at the end of a tournament, playing for this much money, $3.6 million. And by the way, he is now the man to beat next week for a whole bunch. The money next week's ridiculous for the final 30 players in this playoff thing that PGA Tour started. Is incredible under the pressure and everything. Scottie Scheffler, that was a Tiger Woods-looking shot. That's the first thing I thought of. Jamie, did you think that too? That was a Tiger moment for sure.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, Scotty chipped it in, and like you just keep watching it lag and lag and lag. Then it drops right in the cup.
And you realize if he juiced it too much, it was going to blow by. I mean, that thing, it's like it's still rolling and still rolling and just perfect speed. And, man, what a friggin' shot.
Hey, congrats, by the way, to Alex from Kendall, who took the tickets for the Hobby Card Show.
All right, man.
And when he won the tickets, he showed more emotion than that golfer that hit that chip you were just talking about. So, very, very excited to join us at the card show.
I don't expect – can you ever go a day without ripping something?
I'm not ripping anything.
With the golf? What?
I'm just saying.
He showed a little emotion. You just have to understand Scottie Scheffler.
He frowned and tipped his cap. Was that what he did?
Would you admit that was a great shot, clown?
That was good. It was a good shot.
You're really down on the golfers.
No, it was a good shot. I'm a little bummed since they ruined Happy Gilmore too, but
I watched it over the weekend. I didn't think it was that bad.
You liked it.
I didn't.
He didn't like it.
I didn't love it.
He didn't like it. Come on.
I didn't love it, but like it wasn't bad. You made it out like it was the worst movie ever.
Well, you got to go Woody. Woody, like,
it was terrible.
Listen, when it rains and there's a dark cloud, Woody goes all in on that dark cloud that it's going
to
be.
It's hard for me to say this about Sandler because, you know, I feel about him.
I know, but as soon as you mention him, you go, the golfers ruined the show. How the golfers ruined the show?
I don't know if they were there.
I
thought there were some funny storylines, like with Scotty in jail. Like, that was funny, and
can't the guy like at least have like a fist pump when he hits that shot? Like just something like, no.
What do you want him throwing out F bombs like F and A?
No.
Would that make you feel better?
I just something like a fist pump, a smile, or you know, like any. Can he break character for like one? After
you
he hits
are
that shot.
You're a real miserable human being. That you know I've come to. You're just to not appreciate this guy and how good he is.
He's good. I told you he's good.
So much better than everybody else. Right now, he's on a roll. This has been going about 3 years where he has won a ton of tournaments.
They need to wheel Tiger out there. He'd be more exciting. Tiger rolling around a wheelchair would be better than this.
Is that what you want? Just putting his red shirt on, going out on Sunday and shooting an 82 right now like he'd shoot because he's...
I don't care if he shot a 90.
His body is broken down. He's done.
Good. Still more exciting than
Tiger's done. He's still making a lot of money, but Tiger's done. And he will go down in my book as the greatest golfer of all time. Nothing against Jack.
I hope he proves you wrong. I hope he has a comeback.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's going to be the longest waiting comeback of all time.
By the way, they're probably praying his son ends up being as good as him. They need someone to carry the sport.
Sport's just fine. Since society's got involved, that sport is just fine. Don't you worry about that sport.
What happened with that, by the way? I thought there was a big merger or something happening.
I don't know what's going on, Woody. They can't – I think all those players on the PGA Tour go, hell no. You gave all those LIV guys a lot of money up front, and don't come over here until you got more to give us.
They did, yeah.
And I think a lot of guys are salty that they didn't get that retirement, that 401k program that the rest of them did. By the way, most of those guys, not all of them, but a lot of those guys got those big checks. That was it. They checked out because their games aren't nearly as good as they used to be. That's a fact. There's some guys, and I don't want to say their names, but they live up. And part of where you can hear us, they are not nearly as good now that they got all that money in the bank. Yeah, I don't need to practice like I used to. Same guys, play in shorts, play 3 days instead of four. This is easy, Street. Hey, honey, more time for us to be together. Guys on the PGA Tour are grinding.
All right, outside of golf sucking, there's some breaking Dolphins news.
What do you got there? I wanted to hear that.
Come out here. Do you want to wait till the 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Is it good stuff?
Okay. Yeah, it actually is. This is actually significant Dolphins news.
All right, we've got that for you. People are already looking it up.
Anything's better than golf, so, you know.
All right. You know what? Anything's better than you, really, honestly.
I'd rather talk pickleball.
Loser. You would probably want to talk pickleball over golf. That would be something.
Even tennis. I think tennis has surpassed golf. How do you feel about that?
Are you
Your
done?
Two loves.
I wish somebody punch call you out when you go out and you have to stare at them. You can't run and hide. I'd love to see that. You get me all fired up here this morning. Hey, I want to talk to you about something very important, and a guy that's up there in Palm Beach that's covering all of South Florida. And I am talking about my man Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage. The man truly has no life. He's always working. Hey, it's about getting you a mortgage with the low rate. Speaking of that, the rates are in the fives right now. Michael Kotze wants to let you know that if you need a mortgage, he can get it done about half the time of the banks. First of all, he starts the process even on the weekends. Michael Kotze works on the weekends because you're out looking to buy a home on the weekends when you've got time. Hey, I want to talk to first-time home buyers, first of all. He's going to get you pre-approved and get you in the game. How many times as a first-time home buyer have you been out there and you found a place, you go to put in a bid, and you get beat out because you haven't been qualified for that amount of money, and it, and just give us a minute. Next thing you know, somebody beats you out. He's got a program in place to get you pre-approved, so when you go out, you are in the ball game and not going to let somebody else beat you out for a home that you and your wife really want. If you're self-employed and been declined by the banks, he's got a great program for you as well. And I just want to let you know, man, programs for seniors, if you'd like to convert your home equity into money right away, it's one of the things Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage can do too. Go to Google reviews on the web. They're saying a lot of nice things about Michael Kotze and the work that he does at Choice Mortgage. Choice Mortgage reviews, you'll find out everything you need to know about Michael Kotze. Hey, I want to let you know, you can always get a hold of him. All you have to do is call or text him, 561-441-2730. You know, he's been working more than 30 years in the business here in South Florida. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.